This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And talking this morning with Margaret Fabricius from the Douglas County Chapter of Oregon Women in Timber. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us, Kyle. And I just really appreciate your Forest Fact Friday, and makes me want to call in and win a prize.
Well, you'd be winning a prize from yourself then, almost.
Yeah.
So tell us about the Douglas County Chapter of Oregon Women in Timber.
Okay, I'm going to kind of back up just a little bit and tell you about our state organization that was started in 1978 and then really became active in 1981 when we developed a fourth grade class. And in 1991, we kind of became associated with the Oregon Logging Conference. And in our local chapter here, we just promote timber and encourage the appreciation for our beautiful trees in the area.
And how long have you been part of all this?
Probably about 5 years, but I've been in the forest industry since I moved down here to Douglas County for about 25 years ago.
So how are you involved?
I finance timber, but we do booths at various trade shows. We participate in the Douglas County Fair, the Veterans Parade, and we do have a mascot called Connie Fur, who is a tree per se, and she will be at the Veterans Parade this year too.
Wow. So how big is the local group?
The local group has 24 members, and we meet either Zoom call or in person every month and do some projects, do some planning for events that are coming up in the area.
So how did you get interested in this whole arena of timber?
Well, when you move to Douglas County, timber's in this whole arena, so, and I finance timber and have grown to have a great passion for a hillside of beautiful Doug fir.
So what are some of the things you think people, we've talked about these Forest Fact Fridays, maybe things that people don't necessarily know that maybe they should?
As I listen to some of your facts come on there, for every tree that is harvested, they're replanted, and they're actually replanting more trees than they're harvesting, converting some of that non-productive ground into productive timber ground. So it's growing more. And we have a great fourth grade presentation program that the teachers can go online and get information and teach those students. We participate up in the forestry event up there at the Glide Transfer Station as well. So just educating the people on the timber.
And tell us more about the fourth grade curriculum or presentation.
Okay, so we will have somebody come in. Originally came in that some of the Oregon Women in Timber participants went in and taught the class, and now we have special people that go to these classrooms and teach it, or you can order the curriculum online and have it come to your class. Or there are experts out in the field that can come and teach and assist and bring some real expertise to that event.
Do you ever find with some of these classroom presentations that even sometimes kids around here haven't really been out much to the forest at all, even though they practically live on the edge of it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it just is really bringing awareness of it's a renewable resource. So it's beautiful, but you can harvest it, replant it, and it comes back better than ever.
So for the Douglas County Chapter of Oregon Women in Timber, we've been doing these questions. We've got one more this week, and we'll see what happens there. It's kind of interesting because sometimes the phone rings off the hook, and then sometimes it takes a little while. And even for a lot of people living in the area, sometimes it's not always something they know as much about as maybe you would think they would.
Absolutely. And I guess I probably didn't answer your question, but I think with those fourth grade, it really brings an awareness to a growing tree, where it started, how it grows, how you can cut it, merchandise, what you can make from it. I think it's a really educational on what products have wood in them.
All right. Margaret, anything else you want to add this morning?
I think that will do it.
All right,
Margaret. Oh, and happy birthday to Whitney that didn't make it down today.
That's right. Whitney Hinneman was supposed to be in with you, but glad you made it. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
8:36 at the Morning Report.